All right, moving on to our next segment.
Okay.
We have a not local news article. This is world news. This one is from Thessaloniki, Greece.
Okay.
Another AP article. Once again, staying with the AP articles, that makes them all true.
What's the date on this article here?
This date is October 17th, okay. 2024. Mm. All right. In Thessaloniki, Greece, a judge in Northern Greece on Thursday imposed a suspended one-month prison sentence on a man convicted of disturbing his neighbors by repeatedly sneaking into their properties to smell their shoes.
Yeah, I saw a guy just today. You wouldn't believe it.
Right after I found this article, I turn over there, and our new producer is sniffing his shoe. And I'm like, what in the world?
So it's not just a Greek thing. Okay.
No, it's not. Right. Okay. The 28-year-old Greek man told the Thessaloniki court that he was unable to explain his behavior, which he said had caused him great embarrassment. Can't imagine why. Sneaking into someone's house and sniffing their shoes. Okay.
It's a slightly
insane. It's one thing to sniff your own shoes. When you're sniffing your neighbor's shoes,
sneaking into their house, you now
have a problem.
Even sneaking into their house.
At what point
yeah.
does your addiction need to end? All right. He stressed that he had no intention of breaking the law or harming anyone.
Hmm.
And neighbors testified that he never displayed any sign of aggression during his nocturnal visits.
During his sniffing episodes.
Yeah. The man was arrested before dawn on October 8th in the small town of Sindos. Is I saying that right?
Well, I'm not seeing it. I don't know.
Not speak Greek. Sindos, we're going to call it that. About 15 kilometers, that's 9 miles in American, west of Thessaloniki, police had been called after a neighbor found the defendant in his front yard sniffing his family's shoes, which had been left outdoors to air. They call him in. You can't tempt a guy like that. Just put your shoes outside.
Yeah. I mean, what are they thinking?
Yeah,
what?
I mean, you're just asking for it.
Yeah. I mean, right.
Yeah.
It should have been expected.
Yeah, it should have been. So next you're going to have a barbecue outside and expect your neighbors not to come over and sniff it. The court heard that there had been at least 3 similar incidents in the past 6 months, despite neighbors having asked the defendant's family to get him to stop. The man was ordered to attend therapy sessions.
Wow.
There you go. That is our news from Greece. Today,
that'd be a rough position, and especially for the therapist to have to not laugh when the guy's pouring his heart out about sniffing shoes.
Yeah,
that's a rough one.
I mean, could you imagine walking down? And let's say, okay, Yikes. this is thinking this for a minute. Let's say you're sleeping, you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. Midnight comes along, stomach's rumbling a little bit. You're like, you know what? I need a snack. Midnight snack. Walk downstairs, open up the refrigerator, you turn around, and there's a guy in your house sniffing your shoes. What'd you do?
It'd probably be more terrifying because I wouldn't understand. I'd be like,
yeah. He had been caught 3 times before this sniffing people's shoes, sneaking in their home.
I guess wouldn't really pay.
At night.
Caught 3 times before.
Yeah, so somebody was walking downstairs to get a snack, found the guy sniffing their shoes. What would you do?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Man, if you knew the guy.
Yeah, it's different if you know him, I guess. You're not going to threaten his life.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, in America, that'd be very dangerous.
In Texas,
I don't know. I don't know how it is in Greece, but...
Yeah. Well, they can't have firearms.
You wouldn't do that with anyone's, not everyone's house would you sneak into around here.
Yeah.
True. But like, that'd freak you out. Can you imagine turning around and this dude standing in your house?
Yeah, I've never had it happen.
That'd be startling. Yeah. That'd be startling. It's like, I mean, yeah. You know, everyone gets started. If you have kids, you get started awake at night. Like, every once in a while, you wake up and all of a sudden, like, you got a face like, staring at you. What?
That happens.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A little startling, but.
Too real for me.
You know who it is, though. It's just some random dude in the mudroom sniffing your sneakers.
A little different.
Anyway.